Hello everyone, I'm Felicia. I'm a law student. I basically am studying right now. So these are my exam days and I am really busy studying all the time. So I thought of making this podcast to help you people as well. And I really wanted this someone to help me out while studying. So whosoever listening to podcasts will be benefited, as I am going to especially a law student. This is very particular with law students, and I think whosoever is going to listen to podcasts will be benefited somehow, because it's going to be totally educational, and I'm hoping for the best. And stay tuned for new amazing video audios, and I'm going to definitely talk about a lot of subjects, especially law and literature and sociology. Thank you so much. Hi guys, so as I said that I'm going to discuss about sociology, and both of the subjects are my very favorite, is sociology and law and literature. So today I'm going to talk about sociology. So we're going to discuss some basics about sociology, and beforehand I'm going to give you some basic introduction about sociology, what basically sociology is about. So sociology basically is a subject which talks about society. As most of us know that socio can be, when you say somebody is socio or somebody is social, we tend to say that he's very he's very communicative, he talks and he is very helpful, or somehow we tend to tell that he's very social, right? So sociology basically is studying this companionship between human beings, companionship between communities, companionship between households. So basically it is going to discuss and study human interaction. So that's I think enough. Apart from that, factually, sociology has been derived from two words, socios and logos. Socios is a Latin word, logos is a Greek word, and socios actually means socios means companionship, while as logos means reason. So we can see speech of reason of companionship between human beings can be defined as sociology. It's very literal meaning of sociology, right? So but apart from that, sociology is a systematic study of human companionship and human interactions. So yeah, that's enough for the definition part. Let's get into the deeper basics of sociology. So today I'm going to talk about community, what basically a community is. We all know that man cannot live in isolation, he cannot live alone, he keeps he has to keep and stay in touch with his fellow beings, or his fiance or wife or whosoever. So basically a human cannot live in an isolation, apart from it's a pandemic or something. So that's an exception, but humans are not supposed to live in isolation, right? So after that, we say that we develop contacts. How do we develop contacts? With interaction. And when we develop contacts, we usually see a group of people linked together, have a similar thought of, similar mindset, they have similar thought process, they have similar traditions, or they tend to have similar religious background, right? So there is a similarity, right? So when we see people living together, they tend to learn, or they tend to have similar traditions, common ideas, common feelings, common culture, common customs. So this kind of commonness makes it it makes up a community, right? This commonness among them and this belongingness among them makes up a community where they help each other in adverse conditions, or they help or they celebrate each other at the time of festivals or the time of happy when there are happy days or something. So whenever things are happy or whenever things are gloomy, they are by their side, right? They're, you know, they accompany each other. So that's when we say that a community is developed, right? So I hope that you guys are getting it. A community is developed only after when they have common values, common ethics, common thought process, common mindset, and then they also help each other, you know. So they help each other in, or they are like, they celebrate with each other, so they are good friends with each other. And for example, I'll give you an example of village, right? So village is a community. A town is a community. A tribe is a community. So all the villagers lend each other a hand in the event of a need in agriculture or in any other occupation. They take part in all the forms of all the important occasions which occur in their neighbor's home. They are present when marriages, deaths, births take place in any of family. So that's very common, right? So that happens in a community, right? So it cannot happen like in, for example, I'm right now in Kashmir, so it's not going to happen. If I need someone, I'm going to call someone from Dubai or from someone from Pakistan or someone from Delhi. I'm not going to contact that person. I'm going to contact someone who is in my neighborhood, right? So that is very common. So what does community mean? Community in literal way means, it has been derived of two words Latin, namely com and munis. And munis, in English, com means together and munis means to serve. So, serving together, right? So, we can get a very literal meaning of a community is serving together. This community means to serve together. And it means that a community is an organization. It's an organization of human beings framed for the purpose of serving together. So here what we are trying to say is that they are serving together. They have a common purpose. Apart from that, community is a people living within a geographical area in a common interdependence. It exists in the society. It's bound by territorial units. So there is this territorial, there's this territorial barrier or something. So I cannot develop a community with someone with people who are from America. No, I cannot, unless it's online or something. I cannot develop it because they are far from me. They're not in my reach. I don't have access to them, you know. I can't meet them in person. So that's the barrier. So there is this territorial barrier there. And a community is seen in a particular territory only. So that. community living in is natural to a man. He's born in it and he grows in it. And it's a small world, we can say. Men or women, we have begun with our group life. We never, do you ever imagine that yourself sitting alone, unless you're depressed or something, you're an extreme introvert. If you are an extreme introvert, then the case is different. But I'm talking about a normal, prudent human being. What does he do? He tends to have friends. He tends to have interactions. He cannot live alone, right? So that is the reason we tend to develop communities. So I think community, I have ranted a lot on community thing. Let's get to the second topic. So the second topic is about society, there are other factors which actually make a community. There are elements of a community. I'll just read them, few of them for you. Some other elements of the community are as follows. Group of people, okay. Naturality, permanence, likeness, particular name, or spontaneity. Common life, common interest is. So I have already discussed where these number of interest is. So these are very particular, like for example, a particular name. So a community tends to have a particular name because of the reason that they are recognized as such, right? So apart from that, communities have different value, cannot have different values. For example, they have this common life. For example, they have common way of eating. They have common way of dressing. So they look alike, right? So that is one of the, these are some of the elements of the community. So what is the difference between community and society? Okay, so you tell me. I think community and society have already been discussed, right? Let's discuss society first. I think we need to discuss society first, then only I can talk about community, right? So, yeah. So, yeah, community and society. First of all, I'll talk about society. What is the society thing, right? Society itself is an organization of people whose association are with one another, who are associated with one another as a web of relationships. There are such a number of definitions of a society. Most of them point to the following characteristics of the society. The first condition of calling a set of individuals a society is that awareness among them about each other. Like, first of all, what we know about each other, that's what matters. If I know nothing about you, I cannot relate with you. I cannot know you. I cannot even talk to you. If I don't know anything about you, I don't know what language you talk in, how am I going to conversate? So that is a prior prerequisite that we need aware. We need to be aware about the other group of people, right? Any two individuals or objects are said to be a relationship, be in relationship with each other where there is a mutual interaction. So there is a need of interaction. If you don't interact, there is no bond. So that is another point. Apart from that, these two points actually distinguish two things, that is society and community. Let's talk about community now. I have already talked about community. I'm going to discuss about difference between society and community. Society is a web of social relationships, but community consists of a group of individuals. It is a specific group. Okay, so I'll tell you this thing. Community and society has a difference that in a society, there are relationships. Like, I am related to you as your aunt. You're related to me as my nephew or niece or whatever. So that is a sort of a relationship we do have. But I can be in a community, I can be your senior, or I can be your, I can be your associate, I can be your helper, I can be anything. But that's a community. Community of people can have people, individuals without any relationships. Otherwise, also society is abstract, community is concrete. So society is very abstract. Like, we don't have society. We have communities, right? We see communities. We don't see societies. We just live in them. So society is more of a very abstract term rather than community. A definite geographical area is not necessary for a society. So we know we live in a society. When we talk about society, we don't talk about our neighborhood. Nope. We talk about the whole amount of individuals which have impact on our lives. We talk about everyone. We don't talk about any community in particular. But if we say that it's a black community thing, so that is a common thing, right? So that there comes the black community. Community comes only when we are very specific with the territory. So that's that. But a definite geographical area is essential for a community. So we define community. We cannot define a society. So that's the difference. Apart from that, there can be more than one community in a society. Most societies consist of more than one community, varying in size, physical appearance, organization, and specialized functions. So that is that. So we can say that there can be a society can have a lot of communities in it, living in it, right? So there are some trans communities, there are some there are so many communities, there are some black communities, there are trans black communities. So there are a lot of communities in a society. A society cannot be very specific, but a community has specific, it's very specified, right? So that is there. But Society is intangible artifact, but community is a natural entity. Community is something we were grown up. We have grown up in. If I'm a woman, I'm from this community. I'm from, if I'm a trans woman, I'm basically, I have grown up as a trans. So I am basically a woman from trans community. So it's like inborn, right? It's inborn. Society is more of a very, I think, intangible artifact. We cannot even talk about it much because society is society, right? In society, the group is merely means to an end. But in community, the group has a life of its own, superior to that of its temporary members. The group is an end in itself. So a community is a group, while as society cares about the individual rights, right? Community sentiment or sense of unity is not essential in a society. So there is this, what we say, the sense of unity is not so essential in a society. But in community, a community can be only called community if it's united. In a society, the common interests and common objectives are not necessary. But in community, you have to have similar kind of interests. You cannot have different. I cannot be trans and I can be transphobic at the same time. No, I cannot. Because I belong to this community. I need to stand up for my community, right? So there comes this association. There comes this, the difference of thought. There comes this difference. There comes this conflict of thought. So that is what matters. That is what matters. In society, we can have conflict of thought. But in community, if there is conflict, it's not going to last. The community will be destroyed. I'm going to take a break. And I am going to talk about other things in my next class. So stay tuned. I think I've ranted a lot. I think I'm done with the two terms, which are very important for sociology. If you like my podcast or if you like to listen to it, please share with your fellow mates and help each other out, because I think it's going to help. And whenever we feel bored or something, it's going to help. Thank you so much.